I have to admit to everybody, I really don't like being up here. And I've never worn one of these before, so I'm a little uncomfortable. But, and let me say this too, I want to tell you that, you know, when we started this 21 days and when Pastor Philip asked me to speak today, that, you know, miraculously God gave me exactly what I wanted, or he wanted me to say. But it didn't happen like that. He's really kind of been putting these puzzle pieces together my whole life. There's been certain times I didn't know that he was building a puzzle. And, you know, this last year has been the most enlightening for me and for me as a child of God, because I finally started really listening. And when Pastor Philip texted me and said, "Do you want to do this?" I would be lying if I didn't have that immediate, like, oh, stage fright. But that's not what I said. I said, absolutely, my honor. I will absolutely stand. But what I asked God was to give me the words to speak to you through me. Give me his words. And I brought a piece of paper with me, did I? Pastor Philip, I really was listening last Sunday, but I took some notes. And this is really a prop. I'm not using this as a guide. These are just some things that God put, you know, kind of on me. Less me and all God. And kind of, I want to kind of change that and say, I don't want you to see me at all. And up here today, wherever you see me, I don't want you to see me. I want you to see God and his glory and his grace through me. Today is a special day. Today was my grandfather's birthday. And I believe that he is in heaven and I will see him again. But I also know that God uses people that were very important in our lives to kind of reinforce what he wants us to do, and that we're on the same track and we're on his track and we're going his way. And I don't see him in here right now, but I have to maybe show you the picture one day, but there's a gentleman in the 8 o'clock service that is a striking resemblance of my grandfather when he was young. And I really kind of freaked him out one day when I went up to him and said, "I really have to take you a picture because my dad won't believe this." But I was really, before I started volunteering with Jennifer and the kids, I was trying to figure out what my purpose was. What is it that God put me here to do? And we had changed up our service. We'd started coming to 8 o'clock so that I could open my time up for Jennifer at 11:07 for the children's church. And I was still struggling with that because, you know, 8 o'clock is kind of early, and six is even earlier. But we walked in that morning, and when I saw this gentleman, all I saw was my grandfather. But not only did I see him, but I smelled my grandfather. Now, how many of us know that smells can bring you immediately to memories more vividly than any picture? And I knew that that was God telling me that this is where I'm supposed to be. And if we don't trust those things that a lot of people like to call coincidences, then why are we here? We need to listen to that voice in our heart that tells us to step, to put one foot in front of the other, and trust him. And that's what I'm doing. I want God's will to be my will in everything that I do. And I think a lot of people think that God is this very serious, you know, person, being. I think God has a sense of humor too, and he knows when to like tell us, come on. And there's been a few times this week. Sorry, I've got to take a drink. He gave me what I needed to say this week, early. I started to watch Becky Carter's message on Monday, and I said, no, I don't want anything. Becky, when you see this, I love you. I worked with Becky for many years on base, and it doesn't mean I didn't want to see you. I am going to wait. I did not want anybody else's message to get in the way of what God spoke to me. So I just, every time I, you know, kept searching more and more for more clarity, more, you know, better, nicer words to say to you guys, God kept reminding me, I've already told you. Put it down. Stop searching. I've already told you what to do. And he did it again last night when I'm lying in bed, you know, reading through. We're reading Forgotten God right now. And if you guys haven't read Francis Chan, he's awesome. He really speaks what God wants us to know. But last night, I said, or I was reading, and I know only that when you surrender fully to the Spirit, Christ will be magnified, not you. John 16:14. And I read that earlier this week, because listen to the audiobook, because let's be honest, most of us that are tired chronically, they start reading and it's lights out. But I read, you know, Francis says, read John 16:14-17, and it's all, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's telling them about the counselor, the comforter, the Spirit, that is going to be coming after him. And his disciples are so sad because they don't want him to leave. But he's like, look, the comforter can't come until I go to the Father. If we can trust God and know that he is with us now, today, tomorrow, forever, and really let him guide our heart and what we do, not for ourselves, but for him, be his vessel, be his mouth. I cannot tell you the joy since I really started listening to God and following through. I mean, my kids think I'm crazy sometimes because I dance around the house praising while I'm vacuuming. And I will promise you, not only did God not give me a pleasure of standing in front of everybody today, he didn't give me a singing voice either, so that is not what my kids want to hear. But I can't help it. As soon as you feel that spirit pushing you and leading you, there's nothing else on this earth that will sustain that joy. So I challenge, and not challenge, because that kind of sounds like you're not doing it already. But I encourage all of you to step out in faith. And if you haven't felt the joy of knowing that God is living inside of you every single day, I would encourage you to just step out in faith. And no matter how scary that is, I promise you, he's going to be right there with you. Thank you.